It's hard being quiet.
I thought when Alan said I want a few minutes of silence, I thought you meant the sound of silence.
Sounds of silence.
Garfunkel.
No. But you got to sing it like Disturbed, though. Hello, dark. Sorry.
Whoa.
I gotta listen to that, because let me tell you, I hate me some Simon and Garfunkel.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Oh, good. So the whole world will know of Weird's hatred for Simon and Garfunkel. And for our listeners in England, that was Weird, not Jay.
By the way, I was talking to somebody the other day, and he was mentioning that he used to be in the restaurant business, and he was down in New Orleans, and he worked at the Margaritaville restaurant down there. And he's like, it was horrible, but it was like, it plays Jimmy Buffett on the radio the entire time, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'd clean out sewers before I waited tables at a place that was just nothing but Jimmy Buffett all the time.
It sounds like it'd be great for about an hour.
Yeah,
if you liked Jimmy Buffett before,
yes,
even if I was in one of those like retail places where they had like a custom corporate CD made that they had the rights to broadcast, and there was like. Like Margaritaville was like right in the middle, you know, I still like, and so like, you know, every like hour and 20 minutes, I'm going to hear Margaritaville every single day. I might consider quitting that job too. Same also with John Denver or Neil Diamond. Ooh, Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
Why does anybody like that piece of shit? Especially
he sang that one song,
and it's not a good song.
Sweet Caroline.
Yes, we picked up by the Red Sox fans.
Yeah.
So blame Weird.
Blame me. I'm not a Red.
What,
Jay? Wait, how many times have you been to Fenway Park, Jay?
A lot.
Okay. To be fair, you have been to Fenway Park a whole bunch of times to watch hockey, which is.
A total of one.
They have hockey at Fenway Park?
When it's the Winter Classic, yes.
Wow.
You've only been to the Winter Classic once?
Yes.
I thought that was like one of those things that you went like every year for like the last like 35 years.
No, that would be King Richard's Fair.
Oh, yes, that is King Richard's Fair.
No, Winter Classic, they have it in different ballparks every year. So it's not like it's not at Fenway every year. It's, you know, okay. Camden Yard one year, or I don't know if it's a Camden Yard, but other baseball stadiums.
Hockey in a ballpark.
Yes. It's every bit as cold as you think.
That's just wrong.
It was like 50 below zero the day we went.
My next door neighbor has an ice rink in his backyard.
I actually watched Tauntauns die.
Waggle, waggle. Okay, so right off the bat, I want
to... A lot of stuff to get through.
I just want to say that I noticed today, Facebook has existed for over a decade now. And nobody's come up with something to replace it. I am very disappointed.
We are a lazy species.
We are. It's like this, we've got this incredibly crappy thing, and everybody hates it and uses it anyway, and nobody can come up with something better. It's
disappointing. You know what I find very interesting also is that we all started out with blogs, right?
Yes.
And in the beginning, our blogs were,
guilty.
In the beginning, our blogs and stuff were like really social, and we really talked to each other all the time, and we left messages, and we put comments, and it was super social, and we had a lot of time. It's the time aspect. I'm thinking, like, where did that time go?
Yeah.
And now, you know, all that my friends do on Facebook are like my post, or, you know what I mean? Or leave like 2-word comment. I'm thinking, what has happened in the interim? Like, have we all just gotten sick of each other? Or, I mean, that could be, I've gotten sick of a lot of people.
Well, that's certainly granted, something to be said about, but, like with LiveJournal is you could, with LiveJournal, you'd go down your little friend's feed and you could mm-hmm. read their posts, or you could skim their posts or skip over it. And
right.
if you saw anything and wanted to put a comment, you could put a comment on. It didn't have all this like like, and I mean, you could, I mean, LiveJournal is definitely closer to a blog than Facebook is.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because like LiveJournal, yes, you could put like a mem or a survey or something. There would be embed codes and all that, but you'd have to embed the code.
I love that. As opposed to
Facebook. Facebook just like all these things just have the, all right, cool, fill out this bullshit survey and then mash that F in the corner of it and ta-da, all your friends are going to be subjected to it.
Yeah, ta-da. I love that aspect of code in LiveJournal and yep. even doing Blogger, you had to like know some code and stuff, and it was like really interesting and like kind of more interactive, and I don't know.
But there wasn't the like button itself is really fucking stupid.
Yes.
Because I find that like when I'm on Facebook, it's literally just the check mark for I read it. Because I mean, number one, Facebook's an absolute like echo chamber. So it's not like you're gonna see anything that you're like, oh fuck that person. No,
yeah.
It's the complete and utter echo chamber. So it's not like I'm gonna suddenly come on to like somebody that says, I mean, to be fair, I've also got a fake Facebook account that I've made a point to like isolate my friends and family from, because it's just for people that listen to me do podcasts and things like that and know that I'm a political firebrand and not people that want to see pictures of my child. So it's just one of those like, so I've got a very small friend circle. And so, yeah. I know all these people, 90% of them listen to the Squirrel Report. And yeah, so when they say something, I just hit, yes, I acknowledge that you exist. But it's just, it's a non-entity.
Yeah.
Two things irritate me the most about Facebook. One is it fucks up pictures.
When
you post them, it turns them into this really nasty looking blah. And the other thing is you can't find anything.
Yeah. You can't search. There's no search.
Yeah, it's awful. And even,
you saw something cool like I'm the king of find something like while I'm on the train,
and on the way going
to work, and then so then when I get home it's one of those, oh, I want to dig that back up and look, and
good luck.
Yeah, no, it's gone. Yeah. It's gone. It doesn't exist anymore.
Never see it again. Or they'll show you something that somebody posted, one of your friends posted like yesterday. And just like the first time you're seeing it, and you're like, well, crap.
Yep.
Now it's like old shit. Nobody, stupid. Stupid. Come on, nerds.
But it is nice because it allows me to see things like, hey, look, Alan got a urinal for his living room.
Surely we can do better than Facebook. It is cool. The cats love it.
Your urinal?
Of course, Ponzi had it before, so he was familiar with it. Morning, Cosmo was drinking out of it. So
I want to. I can't wait till you invite me over, and I can use it.
You don't pee in it.
Oops.
You don't pee in it.
Well, the cats don't either.
The cats don't pee in it.
That you know of.
But your charming friend Weirdbeard, that's the first thing he's going to do.
It does look like a urinal.
Not only does it look like a urinal, but it's going to function like one too.
It has.
Probably not actually, because, yeah, the... We had to once for a biology class, we had to test our own urine for various amino acids. I can't even remember what the hell we were doing with the stuff, but like I had just drank a cup of tea on my way to the class and was like, oh cool, I'm rearing to go, this is I'm all set for this this peeing in the cup. And so I had like, it was like a 16-ounce cup and I'm peeing into the thing and I'm like, uh-oh, it's getting pretty close to the top. Whoops. Yeah, there's a lot more pee than you'd think in your pee.
Oh, yeah.
Because you pee in yon turlet and it's not like you're seeing like the, there's probably like a gallon, half gallon of water in there. And, you're not really raising the level all that much because, yeah, but like, no. Pee in a regulation drinking glass, and you'll be surprised at how much you make.
I will try that.
Or pee in the cat water or in Alan's living room while drunk and wearing a Viking helmet. At least that's how my fantasy's playing out. If any artists want to do an artist rendition of that, I will pay to have it framed.
I don't think so.
Finley.
Not buying it.
What?
Oh, all right. So
much has happened this week.
I know. I don't know where to start. It's ridiculous.
I know.
So apparently the most ridiculous thing that I saw was that guy that was trying to claim that Trump was an anti-Semite because he didn't condemn anti-Semitism enough.
Yes. This is the same idea as that Trump is a white nationalist because he won't condemn every single toothless booger eating redneck that claims that he's in the Klan.
Yeah.
Again, noting that Dylann Roof tried to do a mass attack on black people and was trolling all the major white supremacist boards on the internet. And couldn't find anybody to play with. So yeah, no. If the Klan endorses you, you don't need to disavow them because yeah, fuck that guy. He can vote for whoever he wants because it's literally that guy.
Yeah. Well, there's yeah, and
3,000 Klan members in the entire United States.
Yeah, but
it's like less than flat earthers.
And they don't even know each other. It would be one thing if like they hung out like that many and they like hung out, went on rallies and all that. No. They've got some of them have jobs and some of them can't leave the house.
Yeah. But so you've got, you know, President Obama who is, you know,
an anti-Semite?
I was trying to come up with a way that I could claim that he wasn't, but I really can't because
he hates Israel and he loves Palestine. And I'll say right now, I've actually got no problem with Palestine or the Palestinians, except for I do have a problem with the Palestinians. The key idea of Palestine being a land for the Palestinian people that is surrounded by nobody that's Jewish ever because they're all dead.
Right.
And on top of that, like their super obnoxious nature of the, like, I mean, I am amazed that the Jews have not wiped every Palestinian off the face of the planet. I would have done that by now because first up, there's never been a Palestine. Like the whole idea that these Palestinian people are something special. No, I mean, you go back like 150 years and it was, like, when did British Palestine come about? Like, I think the British were the first people to actually call that area Palestine.
Well, they fucked up everything.
I think they ceded various chunks of Syria and Jordan. I remember reading up on the history on it. And
that was back around the turn of the century.
Oh, yeah, that like the turn of the 19th century.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you got to go like way back, like, And there was never a Palestine. And then finally, when the British Empire was dissolving after World War II, they said, all right, well, look, we've got all these disenfranchised Jews that want to get the fuck out of Europe for obvious reasons. And so they said, well, hey, let's go to Israel. And, you know, well, there is no Israel. Well, let's form an Israel. Well, it's British Palestine right now, and there's a bunch of Jews there, but there's also a bunch of Muslims there that call themselves Palestinians. So you guys got to talk about it. And as soon as the Palestinians said, no, we're not going to go to the table with any filthy Jews, and they didn't show up.
Yeah.
And so because of that, the Jews got the entirety of British Palestine, and they called it Israel. And ever since then, it has been even more ass fuckery than before. It's just the, all right, we'll give you the West Bank. Cool. We're going to give the West Bank and then we're going to start bombing you.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, even the other Arab states don't want the Palestinians. at all.
Yeah.
So.
So the Palestinians are like the Okies of the world.
Yes. But well, so you've got Obama, who was blatantly anti-Semitic.
Yep.
And never got called on it.
He was blatantly anti-Semitic and also giving the one group of people whose like whole thing in life is wiping the Jews off the face of the earth.
Right.
Like pass after pass after pass.
Right. Oh yeah.
I mean, the attack on Fort Hood was workplace violence.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually just doing some research for another piece on terrorist attacks in the United States, and Snopes essentially, their statement was somebody put up a thing that toddlers have killed more people in like 2015 than terrorists.
Oh, please.
And one of the key points that they burned, like Snopes burned like three paragraphs pointing out how the fact that all the terrorist attacks that have happened in the United States weren't actual terrorist attacks.
Oh, please. Snopes. Fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. And so Snopes is awful, but it's fun to read it. Cause if you can get Snopes to be in favor of something that you're looking up, you know, for a fact it's motherfucking true.
So, but then you've got Trump, who not only has Jewish family members, has always hired Jewish people, is friends with Bibi Netanyahu, and yet somehow he's
real tight. Bibi speaks astoundingly highly of him.
Right.
I mean, Donald Trump says he's friends with everybody.
Right.
It's a question is, does everybody else go, oh yeah, no, I love Donald Trump, and Bibi Netanyahu
and yet loves somehow
Donald Trump.
And yet somehow Trump's an anti-Semite.
And by the way, Bibi Netanyahu's got to be, especially all like the, I mean, Obama was the king of just fucking punk ass shit. Oh, just yeah. like that, you know, Social Security gun ban thing that he did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just, that was, you know, like the, you know, Terry McAuliffe with the reciprocity. It was the,
this is going
to be
you.
Super easy to undo. Yeah. It's just a fuck you. This is just the, hey, guess what? I'm going to get to watch you undo this. You get to be unhappy for a few months and then have to do work to undo this. It's the, you know, it's the person that kicks over the ashtray or back in my dorm room days, some dickhead used to ever so often go into the bathroom and grab the spare rolls of toilet paper and throw a spare roll of toilet paper into the bottom of each of the toilets.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, it accomplishes nothing but fuck you. Your toilets are all ruined and your reserve toilet paper is all gone. And someone's going to fish out these sopping wet rolls of toilet paper. And that's President Obama, and Israel is one, you know, Israel and gun owners are two of the big things that just were just the haha, you get to deal with this. So Netanyahu's gonna be super duper happy to have Trump in.
Oh yeah. You know he did. You know he is.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, at the very, even if Trump doesn't do anything, he's at least not the negative, right? You know, he's
But yeah, so let's frame up this video a little bit, because so the people at home can fish it up.
I'll put a link in the thing for it.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, but this guy is the head of the Anne Frank Center for Tolerance, is it?
Oh yeah, I think something
like acceptance
that.
Or something that he doesn't exhibit a lick of. And he was on, I gotta go find this.
I video. Can play part of it. You won't hear it, but the recording will.
Okay.
Anne Frank Center for Mutual Respect.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding.
Executive Director of the Anne Frank Center for Mutual Respect, Stephen Goldstein, and Trump supporter Kayleigh McEnany.
Oh, yeah.
We can hear that.
That's okay. Yeah, because it's coming over the microphone.
I know it wasn't me because you were on mute.
Yeah.
A nasty sneezing fit. I don't know what from, but I clicked mute and I heard there was some sort of sound. I'm like, not it.
Let me see if y'all can hear. Can y'all hear this?
Yes.
You wrote
The president's sudden acknowledgement is a band-aid on the cancer of anti-Semitism that has infected his own administration. His statement today is a pathetic asterisk of condescension. Make no mistake, the anti-Semitism coming out of this administration is the worst we have ever seen. That is a serious charge.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Again, this president has had an opportunity to condemn anti-Semitism. He had a chance to include Jews and Holocaust remembers. He didn't. He had a chance to speak out against the desecration of Jewish cemeteries this weekend. He didn't. He had a chance to speak out against bomb threats against JCCs, and he didn't. Today, when he was forced, obviously by some staffers, because it came several news cycles after, he finally,
Right.
You get the point.
So, right. So basically, just, because Trump didn't take time out of his busy schedule, you know, running the country,
To make some sort of
empty, pointless statement, then he's obviously the worst anti-Semite ever to be a president. Yes. I'd like to point out Obama, Woodrow Wilson. There's been some really nasty
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, he hated him. Some Jews. So there's been some really nasty anti-Semites that were president that were far, far worse than Trump could ever be. So.
But they were Democrats,
right?
And I believe I read in a report from a book written by one of Bill's ex-girlfriends who knew Bill and Hillary when they were first courting, said that Hillary exclusively referred to Jews as the K word.
No,
that was her go-to term for Jews.
You know, liberal Jews just confuse me.
Yes, kangaroos.
Liberal Jews confuse me. I don't get it. Like, what are they thinking? I don't get it. And I know it has something to do with, like...
I think it's liberal first, Jewish second.
I don't know.
Because we've got all these liberal Catholics, and, I mean, that's one of the big things, especially you hear, like, non-religious liberals lambaste the Catholics for the Catholic Church doesn't accept gays, mm-hmm. and it doesn't support birth control, and it condemns abortion. But yet, I mean, like,
well, give it time. They got a liberal pope now.
Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut are like the most Catholic states in the union, and we are the most, like, you know, pro gay, pro birth control, pro abortion places in the world. So it's one of those, like, when you get a point of the, are you Catholic first or are you Catholic first or are you liberal first? You know, yeah. are you Jewish? Yep.
Ted Kennedy got an annulment, even though he had three kids. So,
yep.
The Catholic Church can be flexible if you're a Democrat.
Right.
Yeah. Or if your daddy's got lots and lots of money, but the, yeah. So I think that's where it goes. Because meanwhile, you've got, again, George Takei, who was actually put in a concentration camp, and the only reason why he was not murdered was because the American people didn't feel like it. You know, I mean, there's no difference from the American concentration camps with the Japanese internment camps to the concentration camps in Germany or the concentration camps in Russia or the concentration camps in Cambodia. There's no difference in them. Just the question, the same idea is there's no difference between, you know, all the uprising movements in Russia, Cambodia, Germany, and Gandhi. Just the British didn't feel like murdering Gandhi and sowing salt over his grave. And the same thing is the American people just wanted to lock up and separate the Japanese Americans from the other Americans during World War II and didn't feel like murdering them. But if they wanted to murder them, it'd be just fine. Hardly anybody knew until just recently, hardly anybody knew that there was such a thing as American concentration camps. And yet George Takei is all about disarming people and giving more government power and loves FDR, even though he threw him in a fucking concentration camp. So, I mean, it's just, are you liberal first or are you, you know, someone who's been thrown in a concentration camp?
Well, you can say the same thing about the feminists. I mean, look at what they did with Bill Clinton.
Oh yeah.
You know, they completely rolled over and spread their legs for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're liberals first and feminists second.
He would have forced them open.
they're liberals first, just like all these people are.
I believe the exact phrase, Alan, was put on, strap on the knee pads.
Yeah.
Or because he kept abortion legal.
Yep. And that's all that matters.
I love how the left points out, well, the right kept saying that Obama was going to ban guns and he didn't ban any guns. So, like, A, like he didn't try. And B, when it comes to abortion, that argument just vanishes. Because you keep saying the Republicans are going to ban abortions, but they're still killing babies.
Yep.
So you can't have it two ways. You can't say, oh, those right wingers refer to the evil boogeyman when it's not really going to happen, but they're totally coming for your abortions.
Well, except for that is the whole point of the left. Yes, we can have it both ways. I mean, think about it. South Dakota right now is maggoty with environmental activists worried that the groundwater might get polluted by an underground pipeline that might leak. But I mean, how many underground pipelines do we have? And they almost never leak.
And meanwhile, they left several tractor trailer full of trash.
Yeah.
They're dumping their trash. They're shitting on the ground. So, I mean, the ground is just horrible with feces. And it's one of those like, oh yeah, it's poop. It's biodegradable, but it's one of those it's not designed to have, you know, hundreds of hippies eating burritos and doing drum circles worth of poop just all in one place in the dead of winter. So it's nice and frozen. And now that they're going to be leaving it, they are quote unquote ceremonial bullshit burning their encampments. But they've just set these massive fires on this area, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Carbon Footprint. And hey, let's set some tents on fire. And I would assume these aren't like tents made from natural fiber. I would assume these are like nylon.
No. Yeah, it's nylon. That's toxic clouds there.
You do have to admit, though, that massive fires of burning frozen poop would be an awesome alternate band name. A little lengthy, but.
Yeah. But again, it's. But at the same time, the whole crux of the, like, and like the patron saint of the environmental movement is the Prius. Like, oh, if you drive a Prius, that's saying, look at me, I care about the environment. So, I mean, number one, like a Prius doesn't plug in. It's just running off of gasoline, period. And then two, it's still running off of gasoline and it's you've got to strip mine cadmium to make the batteries.
Yep.
And even when you get the plug-in ones, you're plugging them in to your local coal plant or maybe even garbage incinerator.
Or a nuke plant.
Well, there's another thing is they're so up in arms against nuke plants, but it's one of those like, really, they aren't that bad.
Talk about low carbon footprint.
Low carbon footprint. The amount of waste that the waste is nasty, but it's, there's not that much of it.
No, not really. They're just, you know, the way they are.
So again, it's
damn
just
hypocrites.
It is nothing but hypocrites and double standards all the way down.
Yep.
Well, if standards are good, double standards are twice as good, right?
And you got all these like, you know, all these like super duper, you know, statements of like the, oh no, like it must be like, you must have like, you know, for me to go upstairs and have sex with my wife, I need to have like signed documents in triplicate before I can put my penis inside her and not have it not be rape. Or I mean, not even put my penis in it. Just let cats drink, but not even lay hands upon her without it being sexual assault. You know, unless I have, you know, triplicate legal documents with third party witnesses.
Oh, notarized.
The rule is now that you got to get a yes every 10 minutes. Otherwise it's rape.
Yeah. But then you've got like Bill Clinton with a subordinate and having sex with her is the, even if she said yes, did she say yes? Because she, you know, she wants to have sex with Bill Clinton, which let's face it. She wanted to have sex with Bill Clinton.
Of course.
Or did she say did she say yes because she wanted to further her career, or was worried that there'd be retaliation if she refused the leader of the free world a blowjob? You know, but no, that's not, you know, that wasn't even sex. That's fine. That's just a blowjob. That's nothing.
Well, the liberal argument against sexual harassment in the workplace is that subordinates can't have, you know, it's like the whole thing about you know, power structures and consent. You can't, you know, somebody that's like your subordinate can't give consent freely because, you know, there's always that threat, you know, and the power differential. So that's the big argument against work, you know, sexual harassment in the workplace.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, so apparently the power, you know, differential between the most powerful man in the free world and an unpaid intern, that doesn't matter. Who cares?
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Being propositioned sex by someone who has the power to fire you.
Yeah.
And on top of that, like salt the soil on top of you by saying, oh yeah, no. Like anyone who calls for a reference. Oh no, she was drunk.
Yeah.
Like I let her go because she was drunk, not because I said I want to rape you, but because no, she was so fucking high. I had to let her go. She didn't even probably doesn't even remember that I fired her.
Yep.
Yeah. So no, it's double standards like all the way down.
Yep.
Just like turtles.
Turtles all the way down. And it's the same thing with that video that you just played. I mean, everyone needs to go watch this. This guy is like red in the face and it's on a TV talk show. Like this is he it looks like it should be like one of these like man on the street, like rally things where two people get in a heated argument in the middle of a rally. But this is for live TV. He's not facing the camera. He's just staring right at her and just yelling at the top of his lungs and getting like right up in her grill.
Which, well, that's how they work, though, so that she can't make a point. He eats. The point of him being on the show is to eat up all the time so that she can't make a point. And so, whoops, segment's over. There you go.
But also, all I could think about when I was first watching is, how is this not mansplaining? How is this not all these other social justice warrior shit that just says that, oh, no, under no circumstances are you allowed to disagree with me?
Yeah, sure.
Well, which is, by the way, that's how the leftists argue is all they're looking for is technicalities to throw your argument out in court.
But she's a heretic. She's a sex traitor by being a Republican. So
she's an unwoman.
She is you know, she's not worth all that.
An unwoman.
Well, she is.
I like that. I like it. Yeah,
she's violated her. She's voting against her sex's interests.
She's not voting with her vagina.
That's right. Brita, you're even worse. You're not only an unwoman, but you're also unhandicapped.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because you don't make a big deal every five goddamn minutes that you have a disability.
Oh, here's something funny. I want to mention this.
Do you have placards on your car, Brita?
I have a removal placard thing.
Okay.
And I use it like if I'm having a bad day or if I say to myself, fuck it. This is the only thing I've gotten out of 40 some years of pain and misery.
Well, that's true. Actually, when my dad's knee got so bad that his doctor gave him one of the little removal handicap placards. Yeah. Oh no, there was a couple of times where I was driving around in his car. Oh, and my father-in-law's got handicap placards on his car. And I've absolutely borrowed his car and went, yeah, fuck it, park it. I tend not to, because there's just nothing more dickheadly of someone pulling a car into a place, pulling into the handicap spot, and then two able-bodied adults get out and a young child, and one of the adults carries the child around.
You know, I have to say that when I get out of the car after, even if I'm having like a really bad leg day, you know, my leg really hurts or my hip really hurts or whatever, if even when I'm in pain, I still walk pretty well. Mm-hmm. So I get out of the car and I think, should I limp extra? Should I like really like put on
you,
the limp?
It would probably look like shit. If you tried to look like you only had one leg,
I know.
You probably would look like complete dog shit. You
don't buy it.
I just don't want to have that conversation with somebody who would, I'm waiting for it though.
Oh yeah. Somebody will say something.
I know somebody will come up and say, you're not handicapped. What are you? Blah, 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 blah. And like, what and do I do? Like,
what you
know.
You do is you pull out the largest knife that you have on your person and you whack the spine of that knife against the shaft of your leg.
Maybe. Yeah, that's a good one.
You don't have that. Pull out a four inch folding knife and then whack the spine of it against your leg. Go tang, tang, tang. Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, I'm just cheating the system. Fuck those handicaps. And then
or
walk
I could
away.
Stab myself in the foot.
Well, don't do that. You fuck up your foot.
Well,
you've got gorgeous.
But I was gonna say, I'm on a couple amputee boards on Facebook just to, you know, kind of keep up with what's going on. And I gotta tell you that able-bodied mothers of amputee children, they are, I know they mean well, and they're all so very cute. You know, it's like they have their little, like, their baby, and they have the birth defect, and they get amputated, and it's all very charming and sweet and heartbreaking. And then it's like, oh, the little baby's walking with their new prosthesis, and it's all like, yay. And the mothers invariably, they're like, our little amputee babies are awesome. Amputees are great. We can do anything, blah, 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 blah. You know, and they're like the biggest cheerleaders for these little amputee children. And invariably the same mothers will come and do a post like, how do I get Social Security for my kid? How do I get my kid on disability?
Yep.
So what are you saying? Like, your kid can't do everything?
Apparently
your kid,
not.
Yeah.
Well, it is all of these, you know, welfare systems are free shit.
Yeah.
And why would you not do free shit? I mean, I take advantage of every ounce of the tax code that we can write off.
Sure.
Like I don't drop off like a box of, you know, two small baby clothes to the local donation center without getting a receipt.
Right.
Because it means the government's going to take less of my fucking money. Good. I don't want them taking my money.
So, you know? So is Social Security disability like a refund?
It's
like a tax refund, really?
It is absolutely free shit that is, I mean, it's one of those, it all depends on, you know, who you are. Like, when I was laid off from the federal fisheries job, I mean, part of me was bummed out that, like, oh great, now I'm out of work. But literally, like, within 15 minutes of, like, me hanging up the phone, because of course I worked out of a home office, so they fired me over the phone. Awesome. but someone who's been laid off in person, it's way better to get laid off in your kitchen, because you can just walk over to the liquor cabinet and be like, all right, cool, this is gonna happen right now. You don't have to put all the stuff from your desk in the box and do the walk of shame.
cat drink.
But the, but yeah, when they laid me off, I'm like, I'd actually had been like, sometime within the last month, I was thinking about the fact of, you know what, if they let me go, I'd be fine with it, because they're wasting their money. They're just, they're giving me a very, very nice living, and they're not doing a goddamn thing with my research, because my research says that we don't need this big government agency watching over fishermen. So they just ignore it and write their own reports that what they want, because I wasn't brave enough when I realized that to quit. I didn't say, oh, you know what? You're not doing anything with that money you're giving me. So, or that data I'm giving you for money, then fine. I'm not going to give you any more data. I'm gone. Bye. I wasn't brave enough to do that. And they aren't brave enough to say, you know what, .gov, we really don't need all this money. We don't need this huge budget. We're really just like trying to stay relevant here. So I can't blame him necessarily on that. It gets kind of ugly when it starts getting like East Anglia emails, but you know, but at the same time, you gotta let go. That's fine. But if you're not like a super small government person, yeah, there's a program that gives you money. Why would you not take it? And there's no other thing, you know, 50 years ago, or even like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you know, it was, you were embarrassed to be on food stamps. Now nobody cares. They go and buy. I mean, I hear all the time. There's a local radio show that does is super anti-welfare, and he'll have people like call in and say what they've saw people buying with food stamps with their EBT card, you know, on there. And they're like steaks and lobsters and all that.
Yeah. It's one of those. Like,
yeah, exactly. Is they'll, you know, they'll buy whatever the hell they want because yeah.
Is that Howie Carr?
It was Howie Carr.
I knew it. It's Howie Carr.
Such a good
RKO.
Speaking of hypocrisy and even yes. even rampant criminality. Okay, ooh. So what's the name? What's the name of the agency that's like responsible for like cigarette taxing and policing the cigarette taxing and making sure that nobody's doing, what do they call that? Bootlegging.
Ooh, teacher, pick me.
Who is that?
That would be the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, though nobody says the and explosives part anymore.
Well, it turns out that one of the biggest cigarette bootleggers there is the ATF. And they were doing it so they'd have a slush fund of money that wasn't under the Justice Department oversight. They have been named as a defendant in a federal racketeering lawsuit by a company called U.S. Tobacco, which is saying they swindled the ATF, swindled them out of $24 million by doing this crooked cigarette bootlegging operation. So they could have a slush fund of money to pay off informants and stuff like that, that so they didn't have to jump through the Justice Department hoops to keep track of everything.
And wouldn't be accountable.
Right, and wouldn't be accountable.
That's the other little, you know, oh, we got all this money that we don't have to tell anybody where it went.
Right.
By the way, this is also the group that like will shut down someone's livelihood. If you run a gun shop, they will make it so that you can't sell guns out of your gun shop because somebody managed to shoplift a rifle or a pistol out of your store, or you fucked up on some paperwork, or you abbreviated something that should have been, you wrote Y instead of YES on one of the forms.
Oh, yeah.
They will shut your ass down. And yet how many hundreds of guns do they lose every single year?
Oh yeah.
Like every year there's a story. I mean, I wish it came out like at a specific time, like around like election season or something, but they're bureaucrats, so it doesn't matter. They're open season at any time, but I mean, they lose hundreds of firearms every single year, and yet they're the person that you have one gun missing from your inventory when they audit your gun shop, and they can't find like a bullshit CNR eligible 22 bolt action. Oh man. You don't have a gun. That's a gun that might have gone on a black market. You know what? We're gonna put a hold on your license.
Who's the gun manufacturer? They recently just put out of business because of serial number paperwork screw ups.
Oh, was it Cav Arms?
I don't remember who it was. There was somebody. It was just in the last year or so that they. It was a, like an AR manufacturer. So somebody.
Yeah, there was somebody. Wasn't it the one that makes the polymer lowers?
Yeah, I don't remember who it was.
I think you're thinking of Stag Arms because they had machine guns that weren't on the books.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. And you know what? The ATF has machine guns that aren't in their possession.
Yeah.
So I'm anyway, sorry, what would you rather have? Somebody have someone who is a federal firearms dealer and could legally acquire, they have machine guns legally. They got lots and lots of machine guns, but a couple of them didn't have the appropriate paperwork for it. But they got them, and it's right next to their legal machine guns, and versus the person that got drunk and left their patrol car unlocked, and some crackhead stole their M16 or their Uzi.
Or they just left it on the trunk.
Yeah. Or just left it on the trunk and drove away. Right. So there is an M16 or an M4 full auto laying in the middle of Route 66.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Jay. Sorry.
I was going to say, I mean, not even going to the guns. Selling cigarettes singularly is what led the police to stop. I can't think of his name in Eric New York. Gardner's.
And stop Eric Gardner's heart.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Right. They killed a guy for it.
Right. I mean, he struggled and that's what did it. But still, the fact that you are not permitted to sell cigarettes individually.
Yeah. If he'd been selling knit pussy caps, he'd still be alive.
What?
those hot sleeping caps the women wear.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. If he'd been selling those, if he'd been running his Etsy store on the sidewalk of New York instead of selling untaxed cigarettes,
one of our listeners is going to point out that that's a New York thing and not an ATF thing, but
I'm pretty sure it's not just New York because you can't sell individual cigarettes anywhere in the country as far as I know.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
That was one of my things when I was trying to quit smoking. Was one of the big problems was I quit smoking and I was not smoking anymore. And so it was one of those like, all right, I either had to be good, but if I fell off the wagon, I'd fall off the wagon for 20 butts. And I either had to throw perfectly good and expensive cigarettes away or smoke an entire pack of cigarettes. Guess which one I chose because I'm a cheap bastard.
Yeah.
Would I not have loved the fact that if you could still buy those, like, you know, C-ration four pack of Lucky Strikes unfiltered. Oh, man. Wouldn't that be awesome?
So you've got the ATF that will kill people for bootlegging cigarettes, and they're bootlegging cigarettes.
They're bootlegging cigarettes.
It is mind boggling. I'm just
when we say ATF should be a convenience store, we're joking. We don't mean it literally.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
So I gotta say, reading this story, Alan, I feel really bad. Was his name Turk? What was the guy that wrote the white sheet that everyone was talking about?
Uh-huh. It was the number two guy.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know his name?
Oh, the guy that wrote the thing about how the
We need to do suppressors and need to be off how the NFA, stupid is it for this arm brace thing of the, there's no
Ronald,
other law.
Ronald B. Turk. It was associate deputy director.
Yeah. I feel really bad for him because that was very clearly a here's my resume for Donald Trump. Please. The guy above me is just a fucking, you know, interim appointment and you can fire him at any time and no one will look the other way. And you just need to appoint somebody qualified.
Oh, Mr. Carter.
I don't know who that might be, but mind if you, if I read this letter on how I think the ATF should be run, maybe you could have a decision that somebody that might not be me might run the ATF. Yeah. And yet I felt really bad for him because it's a really good letter and it sounds like he's a really, really good man, but his organization's a piece of shit and it needs to be disbanded.
Needs to be not only does it need to be disbanded, but everybody that works for it needs to be fired and like a page added to their permanent record that says they're ineligible to work for any government organization ever again.
Yeah.
These people are incapable of.
And honestly speaking, including Turk, like
he needs to take a dive too.
Could not make so much of a stink when this shit was going down. Or be able to completely burn the motherfucker who was running shit behind his back. Yeah, no. sorry, dude. Yeah, try to find somebody in the public sector that's willing to, or the in the private sector that's willing to deal with your bullshit.
Yep.
Like, and public sector versus private sector. This segues nicely into something I wanted to talk about. One of the hot topics that's trending is the police officer out in California who got into an altercation with a group of neighborhood teenagers. And at some point in the altercation, he discharged his firearm. And yet, he's not in jail. I find it very hard to believe that in the state of California, if an average person were to take it upon themselves to get into a shoving match with a minor and, oh, accidentally discharge their firearm they were waving around, that they would remain on the right side of prison bars.
Of course not.
Jay, how fucking dare you? Because, Jay, I guarantee you were still living in Massachusetts, because I was still living in Medford at the time, when I can't remember if it was a Boston or a Somerville police officer, but it was one of the Metro Boston police officers. Maybe you remember the particulars, but they were at an after hours poker game, which I'm pretty sure is illegal here in Massachusetts.
I don't know what he's talking about.
And the guy was getting up to leave and he was stumbling drunk. And one of his fellow officers came up to him and said, "Hey man, you're too drunk to drive. Let me call you a cab. Let me give you a ride home." I can't remember, but he was trying to get the guy's keys away from him so he would not drive stinking fucking drunk home. And his solution was to unholster his Glock and put one into the other guy's leg. Yeah.
Yes.
And as far as I know, he's still a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's completely reasonable.
Yeah. That is completely reasonable. Shit-faced at an illegal poker game while carrying a firearm.
Yes. Drunk, carrying a firearm.
And shot your friend. And let me tell you, the guy that's telling you don't get in your fucking car, you're too drunk to drive, is the dictionary definition of friend.
Yeah, because otherwise it'd be, "All right, dude, see ya."
Yep. Fuck off.
I hope give him a 20-minute head start just to be on the safe side.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No. let's make sure that he's either home or in the ditch before I get in my car.
What was that about double standards?
Yeah. They're twice as good.
Yeah. So yeah. No. Again, Jay, you have spoken and rightfully so, given that you've got family that's police, about the thin blue line and the awfulness of it.
And, you know, we were mostly state police, which is different just because it's not at the local level. They're really just concerned with speeding and traffic accidents.
And wearing Nazi uniforms.
Yes, and wearing uniforms so snazzy the Nazis picked them up.
Is that true? Yes, it is.
That is true. I remember being really offended by that. And then I read up on it and I was like, fuck, it's true.
So, in fact, Adolf Hitler saw the Boston State Police uniform and said, "That's pretty." So the Boston Police uniform predates the Nazi SS uniform.
Apparently.
If you want to know what a Boston State trooper looks like, just look up any of the mugshots from the Nuremberg trials.
Wow.
Man.
I mean, it's in the fucking Nazi uniform. It is absolutely an SS uniform. They got the bloused pants and everything.
That was pretty common back then. That was lots of.
I think it's John Purse.
Yeah, a lot of police departments had that same style of uniform. It was very
common. Yeah, but it's 2017 right now.
Hey man, tradition.
They don't wear the runes on their collars.
Hey, Texas Department of Public Safety, they still wear, cowboy hats. They ain't riding horses.
What's Texas? I kind of want the man pulling me over, having an out taillight, to wearing a cowboy hat. And if they can't carry a single action army, at least have them carry a 1911.
I want them to spit chaw. I've actually had that happen. I've been pulled over and the police officer paused to spit tobacco out.
What? No, but the question was it dip or was it chaw? Because let me tell you, chaw doesn't really get a whole lot of play these days.
I'm pretty sure it was dip.
Brita, do you have any chaw in your house?
No, we have no tobacco.
Not even chaw?
Not even anything. Nothing.
How about you, Alan?
I don't know how people even can afford tobacco products anymore.
Oh, no kidding.
They buy them from the ATF.
Oh, apparently. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, Brita. Just lob that one over the plate for me. Thank you. That one's going for the cheap seats.
ATF discount tobacco.
Oh, man. Oh, man, I wish I had known when I was quitting smoking. I could have called up my local ATF agent and said, can you give me, like, I just need 5 cigarettes. Enough to get me through today.
He could have hooked you up.
Tomorrow I'm going to be fine, but today is really really not a good day. Oh, man, look at the time. We haven't even talked about Milo.
Oh, well.
There will be more Milo next week.
You know what? That is, there is no truer statement than to be said, that there always will be more Milo.
Yeah. Oh, and we also
I have a feeling he's planning a comeback.
We also have the CNN thing.
I haven't actually seen anything from that.
They said they released 100 hours of audio today, but you got to go listen to, I haven't seen anything. Nobody's come up with, oh yeah, this is juicy or scandalous or anything. So I don't know. I'm not going to sit there and listen to all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I
Democrats, ho hum. Well,
I gotta imagine with James O'Keefe, he's been getting fed, like, he was probably getting fed, you know, status reports from his operative as he uploaded the files, that it's got to paint a bigger picture. The question is, you know, is there an evening news soundbite?
Well, there won't be an evening news soundbite out of that because they won't cover it.
Well, yeah, that's true. Or, I mean, evening news from, like, for the rest of us human beings. I mean, I'm sorry. I guess I could go to CNN.com and there's a button somewhere for me to click to get the live stream of them playing, I guess. I don't know. But no, I mean, I get my news from, you know, from non-television sources. Yeah, I get my news from the internet.
So does everyone else if you watch CNN's numbers.
Yeah, so it's really more of one of those, can I go to, like, Breitbart or Drudge and get a good sound clip? Or I'm actually on hotair.com and they don't have anything just yet.
I think CNN's on more unattended televisions than they actually have people watching them. So, anyway, I guess we're done. It's time.
We're done. It's cat dinner time.
We have Alan yawn.
Yeah, I yawned. My cats are staring at me like, hey, man. It's cat feeding time at the Brita plantation.
When are you going to piss in this thing, Alan?
Never.
That's what they say.
Alan can't get drunk enough. He'll fall asleep first.
Yeah, that's right. So.
Because he's old. Yeah.
We'll be back next week.
Good night.
Same bat time. Yep. Same squirrel time. Same squirrel channel. Yep. Bye, and I would have to explain that to my little millennials. So.
Actually, it's hilarious. Is my daughter wanted to watch Batman when she got up from her nap.
The original Batman?
No, and I'm not going to subject you to that. That was bullshit. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, Jay. Alan West is fucking horse shit.
Oh God, yeah, but it's so campy. I mean, you just
I didn't get it because I couldn't quite get the concept of, I knew who Batman was and I knew what Batman was. But I didn't get the idea of, like, Batman being tongue in cheek, and I had no,
it was definitely tongue in cheek,
and I was something in cheek,
and I was too, fucking young,
tongue in something.
I was too fucking young to get the idea that, like, the Joker was somebody else when he wasn't the Joker. Like, I couldn't get the, oh, look at Cesar Romero doing this.
Batgirl was a librarian.
That's love the white makeup over the mustache. I think that was
yes.
Fuck you, you ain't paying me enough to shave this off.
Yeah, he's like, no, I don't.
Yeah, but there's some sort of like, I just typed in Batman and on Netflix there's, because she actually, my daughter attempted to be one of those people and we are not crossing that line. If she wanted to rent a DVD from the library today, and I'm like, no,
that's library not
for fucking books. At best, you can get a book on tape.
Brita will kick my ass.
And by a book on tape, I mean a book on whatever the hell they put it on these days.
Disc.
Well, they actually had, I don't think we actually used them, but we actually got some children's books that came with a little like plastic nugget. It was like, I think it was a book with a little plastic nugget attached to it, and you plugged a set of headphones into it,
and it would read
the book to you.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
They're like little disposable players. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, we watched, we instead got a book called Everybody Loves Bacon.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Brita, go see if your library has it. If it doesn't, see if you can convince the children's department to order it, because it is spec motherfucking tacular. It is a
Everybody
great
Loves Bacon.
Everybody Loves Bacon.
Okay.
It's got a little piece of anthropomorphic bacon and it's a children's book. I think we can all figure out what happens to bacon at the end.
I thought it was a biography of Kevin Bacon.
It's got a nice tragic twist at the end. That's hilarious.
Bacon just turned into poop.
It's not even in the catalog.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Aha. I will suggest it.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Well, good night, everybody.
Good night, Internet.
Bye.